This is the Friday, December 3rd edition of the Daily Wager podcast. We'll set you up in 10 minutes. Of course, it's Mike Clay and I, so we'll go a little extra, I'm sure, as always, with everything you need to know heading into this weekend's slate of games.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Welcome to the Daily Wager Podcast, presented by DraftKings, America's top-rated daily fantasy app. Now, we went through week 11. Unfortunately, we did not have a stellar week 11. We went 13-15. To be quite frank, Justin Fields, him getting hurt, really resulted in 0-4 in regard to prop bets in that game. I truly believe, Mike, that if Justin Fields would not have gotten hurt, maybe we would have ended up with a 17-11 record, but I don't want to presume. We were off on week 12 because of Turkey Day, but we are back in action. What does that mean on the season? We've gotten 170 prop bets correct out of 295, which means we are sitting at 58%, which is still stellar in our market. Right, Mike Clay?
You got it. We're rolling. My column that I do where I put all these props is up 85 and 65. So we've had two losing weeks. They were in our beginning of the season. So we're on a long hot streak here, and we'll keep it rolling.
Let's do it. All right, let's start off with the Bucks in the Atlanta game. I like the over in this game. So I think there's going to be a lot of points to be had, whether it's the Bucks just opening up a can of you-know-what against Atlanta, or Atlanta with garbage time. But nonetheless, Tom Brady over 2.5 passing touchdowns. I'm really surprised here, Mike. You could get this at plus money at plus 110. He's got 30 touchdowns on the season, and Atlanta is 31st in pressure rate. So, you know, if you thought that he was sitting back there playing flag football against the Giants, wow. I mean, just wait until you see what he does against the Atlanta Falcons team. Also, Cordarrelle Patterson, over 36.5 receiving yards. You can't run the ball against the Bucs. You might disagree with me. A little birdie told me that. We'll hear from you in just a second. But last time these two teams met each other, Patterson was 5 for 58 yards in their first game. Again, I think he's going to be a big part of the passing game, especially with I'm hearing that Calvin Ridley still, even though he's back off of IR, and of course, our prayers and we hope that he's mentally getting healthier. But I do believe that Patterson is going to be a part of that passing attack. And I think that the Atlanta Falcons are going to be playing from behind for the majority of the day. What's your prop bet here?
Yeah. So I'll jump right off the Patterson one here. And you're right. Look, the Bucs, very good against running backs. They've allowed 648 yards to backs on the ground this year. That is lowest in the NFL. 3.7 yards per carry is third lowest. But we're only looking for 34 yards here from Cordarrelle Patterson. It's just not that high of a bar. Check this out. 8 running backs so far this season have reached 9 carries against the Bucs. All of them have at least 30. All of them hit 33 rushing yards. They averaged 63 yards on 16 carries in those games. 6 of the 8 actually got to 56 yards. So, again, this just is too low of a bar for Patterson. I mean, he's had 9 carries in each of his past 5 full games. I don't know why that would change in this one. He's coming off a game where he had a career high in carries and rushing yards. And also, his rushing yardage prop has been below 36 yards 4 times this season. He's gone over it all 4 times. So it's nice to be at this point in the season where we can look back at some of those things and see what the props have been and how these players have hit. So I'll be referencing that a few times as I did in my column. And one other one here, Anita, is Russell Gage. I think his line's just a little too high, 51.5 receiving yards. I know he's their number one receiver by default right now, but look, he's had a receiving yardage prop above 44 twice this season. And not only did he go under, he had 0 catches in both of those games. He's done that 3 times this year already where he's put up a 0. It's been kind of rough. You know, he's gone over 51 in only 3 of 8 games this season. He's a short range slot target, right? His average depth of target 7.5. He's not good with the ball in his hands. His rack is very low as well. So, by the way, these teams played already this season. He had 28 yards on 7 targets in that game. So a decent volume, but didn't produce too well. Tampa Bay, they do face a lot of volume, but their efficiency is very good in terms of pass defense. So liking the under here for Gage, but the over on Patterson.
Let's take a look at that Chargers Bengals game. I like the over in this game as well. So I think that you know, if you play fantasy, I think that there's some players that are going to do well for you. There is one player though, who early on the season, Mike, we were talking about rookie of the year. He's no longer favored. That's Ja'Marr Chase, under 63.5 receiving yards. His last 4 games, he only has 15 receptions out of 31 targets. Meanwhile, T. Higgins, 33% target share last week. And the Chargers, as we know, their defense much better against the pass than it is against the run. So Ja'Marr Chase, under 63.5 receiving yards. I think the over-under on receptions as well is at 5.5. So if I was to play that, I would play the under as well. What do you have here?
Yeah, gotcha. And look, if yours goes under with Chase, mine probably will as well, unless T. Higgins and Tyler Boyd go off. But I'm going under on Joe Burrow's passing yards. The line's 248.5 as we're doing this. And look, it is a low prop for him relative to what we've seen this season, but he's still gone under this line in 7 of his 11 games this year. And honestly, the Bengals are playing really well, and he hasn't had to throw a lot. In fact, his passing yardage totals the past 2 games, 148 and 190. So, the Chargers are probably a better team. It should be a competitive game, but the Chargers are really good against quarterbacks. They've allowed the 5th fewest passing yards this season, and they've the 10th lowest yards per attempt allowed. Actually, only 4 quarterbacks have even reached 240 against them this season. And it's a list of, pretty good, at least pocket quarterbacks, Kirk Cousins, Patrick Mahomes, Big Ben, and Baker Mayfield. You can say what you want about Ben and Baker, fine, but they throw the ball a lot. They're not scramblers or anything like that. So I do like the under for Burrow. And one more in this game, I'm going to go Keenan Allen under 79.5 receiving yards. Now he's been over this 4 straight games, but it feels like one of the things where he's at or near a ceiling, right? He's going to come back to earth a little bit. And, some evidence of that is earlier this season. Prior to those 4 straight games where he went over this mark, he was under in 5 straight. So, he's had a prop this high twice this season. He fell short both times. And honestly, I'm looking at what we've seen so far this season. There have been 24 receiving yardage props in this range from 77 to 81. 17 of those 24 have gone under, right? This is a range as you get higher and higher and higher. It's harder for these receivers to get there for a variety of reasons. So, Allen's going to see a lot of Mike Hilton. He's a pretty good slot corner. I think he falls a little short of 80 yards this week.
San Francisco and the Seattle Seahawks. I've got 2 prop bets here. Unfortunately, the numbers, the lines have not come out yet, but I'm going to share them with you just to keep an eye out. And that's Elijah Mitchell. Man, Kyle Shanahan loves this guy. It's evident. Cream has risen to the top, and it's him, surprisingly so, because there wasn't a lot of buzz about him, Mike, and you and I were part of the fantasy football marathon heading into the start of the season. It was all Simeon. So, but no Deebo Samuel, who we know has been getting the last few weeks, 4 or 5 carries. I see a heavy workload for Elijah Mitchell, so I'm going to go over in carries. Also, I'm going to go over in rushing yards for him. He's playing 70 to 75% of the snaps. He had 32 touches last week, so I think he's going to be a big part of the game plan. And again, Deebo Samuel's out, so Brandon Ayuk, he's out of the doghouse for Kyle Shanahan. And with no Deebo, whenever Brandon Ayuk has played and Deebo has been inactive, he gets a 25% target share in the game. So I'm going over receptions and over receiving yards for him. But again, those numbers have not hit yet. We record this podcast around 2 o'clock in the afternoon on Friday. So I just share those with you just to say, keep an eye out for when those do drop. And if they seem reasonable, then I would jump on them. What do you have in this matchup?
Yeah, that's totally fair. We're still, as of the time we're recording this, only about half the games are out too. So our sample of games isn't as what we sometimes have, certainly earlier this season. By the way, Elijah Mitchell and Brandon Ayuk, popular DFS plays this week for sure, especially with Debo out. So no doubt they're going to be popular names for a variety of reasons here in week 13. I want to talk about their quarterback a little bit, Jimmy Garoppolo. I have him over 29.5 pass attempts, and I have him yes to throw an interception at plus money. Look, he's averaging 28 attempts a game this season. He's only gone over 29 three times, but Anita, he hasn't played a full game against Seattle. The Seahawks are, their offense is a total mess. And why is that important? Well, they can't get, you know, they can't convert on third down. So they're averaging 54 offensive snaps per game. That's lowest in the NFL. And in turn, their opponents are running a ton of plays, a little over 73 per game. That is easily most in the NFL. And as a product of that, every team they have played this season has gone over 34 pass attempts. And the line here for Jimmy Garoppolo is 29.5. So all of the others have reached 35, including the 49ers. Garoppolo left that game, but he and Trey Lance combined for 41 pass attempts. Again, way over this line. Garoppolo would have blown by it had he played in that full game. So I love the over. This line is way too low, much like Baker Mayfield's pass attempt prop. That was my best bet last week. Way too low. I believe his was 27.5, just too low a number. So jumping on the over there. And also the interception one. Look, he has at least one pick in five of his eight games. He's never been really good at protecting the ball. He has a 2.5% career interception rate, which is below average or above average in this context. And also Seattle's, you know, say what you want about that team. They do have at least one pick in five of their past eight games. So at plus money, I like him to throw an interception.
All right. The Denver Broncos take on the Kansas City Chiefs. I've got some prop bets here that I like. One is Patrick Mahomes under 2.5 touchdown passes. Again, the odds for that have not come out yet. He typically is over under 2.5. I don't know. Maybe it's 1.5 that comes out. If it is 2.5, then I'm going to be playing the under. Vic Fangio, head coach of the Denver Broncos, has really had his way with Mahomes. In three games, Mahomes has only tossed two passing touchdowns in three games against Vic Fangio and that Denver Broncos defense. So, again, if the line hits at 2.5, I would take the under. If it's at 1.5, depending on the odds, not sure what I would do there. Another one that I really like is Tyreek Hill, over 2.5 rushing yards. He's gotten one carry in the last three games. So I do expect him to get another this week, and I do expect him to rush for over 2 yards. So Tyreek Hill, over 2.5 rushing yards at minus 120. What do you have here?
Yeah, I'm going to go a Hunter Renfrow under 64.5 receiving yards. Again, for his role, this number is just too high. He has been awesome this season and red hot as of late, but you know, he's gone under his receiving yardage prop in four of his last five games. And yet this is his highest line of the entire season so far. You know, you look at Thanksgiving and, you know, maybe some recency bias here. If you're looking over, I mean, yes, career high marks and catches with 8 and receiving yards with 134. He looked awesome. But prior to that, he'd gone 7 straight games, not clearing 58 yards. And again, the line is 64.5 here. He has seen consistently high volume all season. He's had consistently high reception totals, and yet he just does not get to 60 yards. And this line is expecting 65. So, you know, Washington, you might look at that and say, well, they've been terrible against receivers this season. This is a matchup where he'll get there, but they've been better as of late. You know, you look at their last four games, Denver, Tampa Bay, Carolina, Seattle, there's some really good wide receivers mixed in that group. Well, only one even got to 65 yards. That was Tyler Lockett. You may recall DK Metcalf not doing much on Monday night. So Renfrow under 65, you know, one of my favorites this week.
You also have, you've got a play here as well with Tyler Heinicke, right? Taylor Heinicke, right?
Let's see. Yes, I do. I do have a Taylor Heinicke prop. I'm going under 247.5 passing yards. On Heinicke, he's right around this number in terms of his average since he took over as the starter. He's fallen short of 244 in 4 of 10 games. So it's been kind of, you know, he's been on kind of on the line, right? It seems like a pretty good line set here, but it's a tough matchup, you know, and honestly, this line's going the direction I want it to go, not the way I thought it would. A lot of people are actually on the over and the juice is getting better and the line's going down. Our line's going up, excuse me. So it's a good chance to jump on it because look, the Raiders, again, they're struggling as of late. I get it, but they're good in terms of pass defense. They face the 8th most pass attempts this season, but they're only allowing 6.6 yards per attempt. That's 5th lowest, and they're mid-pack in terms of passing yards allowed. Again, only 4 quarterbacks have even gotten to 236 yards against them. Mahomes, Prescott, Teddy Bridgewater, and again, Ben Roethlisberger. So again, I know a lot of people are on the over on this one right now, but not me. I actually like the other direction. I'm going under.
Eagles and the Jets. Dave Spadaro, who works for the Eagles broadcast team, was supposed to be record an interview with me earlier today. But he said, listen, we still don't know what's going on with Jalen Hurts. So why don't we just do it live tomorrow on my radio show? So, you know, coming into this game, I was all about Jalen Hurts. I love the over 44.5 rushing yards. And you can get that at minus 125. I mean, to me, this is a bounce back game for him. Over 45% of really his game is rushing. And he went away from it last week against the Giants. I mean, maybe they tried to take what the Giants were giving them. Of course, he had three wide receivers who dropped touchdown passes. But the Jets, they're just awful. Their Jets defense is just awful against everything, the run, the pass. And the Eagles are averaging 2 yards rushing before even getting first contact. So if Jalen Hurts is going to play, I do like the over 44.5 rushing yards. But again, just a red flag here. Dave Spadaro, who I have immense respect for, and again, has his finger on the pulse of the Eagles better than most, postponed an interview with me because they still don't know what the deal is with Jalen Hurts and even if he's going to play or not, Mike.
Yeah, I hear you. And I noted that in my column as well. You know, Hurts is questionable. So I do like a Hurts prop here as well, over 1.5 passing touchdowns at plus 155. So some nice juice. This will void if he's out, right? So don't be worried about making the bet and then he's inactive. It'll just void. So I like it. I know that he hasn't thrown a pass touchdown in his last two games, but he has at least 2 and 5 of 12 games this season. I know that's not, you know, it's just under 50% hit rate, but check this out. They're playing the Jets, to your point. They've allowed 2+ passing touchdowns in 7 consecutive games. And I looked at the quarterbacks, you know, I was wondering, oh, maybe they just played some good quarterbacks. Not the case, right? They, you know, Matt Ryan, Mac Jones, Joe Burrow, Carson Wentz, Josh Allen, Tua, Tyrod Taylor, you know, all of those quarterbacks hit 2 passing touchdowns or more against the New York Jets. So I think if Hurts plays in this game, he has a decent chance to go over, and you're getting big time plus money. So I like it.
All right. Some other games that I have some prop bets on. As always, I feel like, you know, I go overboard more than you do. So I'm just going to rattle them off. And maybe there's one or two here that you really like, or maybe there's one and two that you don't. I'd love to hear from you, Mike. Cardinals and the Bears. David Montgomery, I'm going to go under rushing yards here. I think game script, regardless of who starts for the Bears, whether it's Justin Fields or Andy Dalton, especially if Murray and Hopkins are going to play, as of right now, from what I understand, they're going to be game time decisions, by the way. I think that the Bears are going to be playing from behind. I think they're going to have to pass the ball to stay lock and step with that Cardinals offense. So keep an eye on that. Again, if Murray and Hopkins are active, then I would go under rushing yards for David Montgomery. The Vikings and the Lions, this is probably my favorite prop bet. I think it because it's a sneaky good prop bet. Josh Reynolds, over 35.5 receiving yards for minus 110. 2 games now he's played for the Lions. He's running routes in over 95% of the dropbacks. He's a warm body. Mike, they have no one. They have no one. So He's running routes. He's getting targets. And again, I think this is I like the over in this game. So I think the Lions are going to have to pass the ball. And especially DeAndre Swift is going to be inactive. So I think Josh Reynolds, I love this over 35.5 receiving yards. And also, I think he could be a sneaky good play in DFS, by the way. Dolphins going up against the Giants. Just a few minutes ago, it was announced that Daniel Jones will be inactive. It means Mike Glennon will be getting the start. Kenny Galladay, under receiving yards. I mean, Mike Glennon, my goodness. You know, that's a Miami Dolphins team. They love to blitz. Mike Glennon, I think he runs like a 6.240. Yeah, forget about it. So I think Kenny Galladay just hasn't been good. I mean, 2 games since he's been active since the bye, and he has 4 receptions for 62 yards. I mean, Dave Gettleman, I know, you know, he's on the hot seat. There's a lot of eyes and speculation that he's going to be gone, but, you know, they spent a lot of money on bringing Kenny Galladay over, and he really has not produced for them, and I don't expect him to produce this week against the Miami Dolphins with Mike Glennon at quarterback. The Ravens and the Pittsburgh Steelers, Devontae Freeman, over 49.5 rushing yards. You can get that at minus 115. He out-touched Latavius Murray 17-8 last week. Pittsburgh, not the defense they have been in years past. They're allowing almost 5 yards per carry. And of course, TJ Watt is going to be out, unfortunately, because of COVID protocols. So Freeman over 49.5 rushing yards. Out of those few prop bets I just listed for you, any of them stand out to you that you really like, Mike?
Yeah, a lot of scary names there, right? Like Josh Reynolds, my projection a little above this line, so I hear you, but it is the Lions pass often, so he could put a zero up, you know. that's the risk you have investing in that offense. Freeman's a tricky one. Again, my projection a little above the line here, I'd probably avoid, just because, you know, 2 weeks ago Latavius Murray came back and Freeman still held the edge, and then last week it was basically 50-50. You know, Murray was well ahead of Freeman earlier this season. I worry that perhaps he takes more control there. So some close ones here, but I totally understand the logic.
Well, that's it for today. Again, 10 minutes, maybe a little bit more. Well, definitely a little bit more of the bets we promised to hopefully deliver. And please do us a favor. Make sure that rate, review, and follow if you're enjoying the show. It helps us out tremendously. Again, from Mike Clay, Anita Marks, and all of us here who host these Daily Wager podcasts, please know how much we appreciate it. Everybody, good luck in week 13. We'll be back each and every Friday all the way through the end of the season. We'll talk to you guys next week.